and you feel real light. Come on over to the place where I was. I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid. Come on in. You might run across, yeah, some of your old friends. I'll play the blues for you. Come on in. Sit right here and let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. Loneliness is a very bad thing, and loneliness can get you down. Are you comfortable? Yeah. I said loneliness can get you down, and I have heard of loneliness blowing some very fine people's mind, but you can't do that. This is a big, big world. There's a lot of beautiful things going on in this world. You just got to hang in there and be tough. Yeah. You're a very pretty girl where you live. No, no, disregard that. The most important thing, I want to know you. I say, I want to know you. Ooh-wee. I'll play the blues for you. Ain't got no big name. Well, Lord, it ain't no big star.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Blast off.
New music now. Pacific Street Blues on 89.7 The River.
Sitting at my desk, got so much on my mind. Nervous and excited about the big show tonight. May scream about my sorrows, I might sing about a new flame. Gonna sing till my voice is hoarse, gonna play with all my force to get these blues out of me. Car may break down, plane might come in late, the money might be funny, but the blues come out just the same. Yeah. Tomorrow is another city, but my heart will stay the same. Gonna sing till my voice is hoarse, gonna play with all my force to get these blues out of me. About the big show tonight. May scream about my sorrows, I may sing about a new flame. Well, I'm gonna sing till my voice is hoarse, gonna play with all my force to get these blues out of me.
Just around the corner from the Alpine Inn and up the hill from Tussie's, this is Pacific Street Blues, broadcasting for 32 years now on the American High Plains. How cool is that? Start off this week's edition of Pacific Street Blues with music from Albert King. We also heard new music from D.K. Harrell and Get These Blues Out of Me. This is a brand new release. It's out on the Little Village recording label. So this is kind of a conglomerate that goes out and finds special talent and then tries to help them get things recorded so it launches careers, if you will. And boy, do they, man, they really do a good job. Well, the weather's been nice until recently. It's been a good summer so far for us here. But, man, it's been hot in the American Southwest. Wow. Feel for those guys. Well, we got a new record, latest record from Sean Murphy. It's an album called I'm Coming Home. Of course, Murphy grew up in Omaha, sang with Little Feat for 16 years, backed up Bob Seger for most of his albums and numerous tours, and also played with Eric Clapton at Live Aid. New music from Sean Murphy, right here on Pacific Street Blues.
Mm-hmm.
was your kind of woman. Thought I was gonna be like putty in your hand, didn't you, babe? The honey, whatever you saw in me is something I know. It was wrapped up nice. When you got me home, something wasn't right. You started turning me inside out. Better you don't know what I'm all about. You're gonna have to tear me down. You're gonna have to make me over. And we've been going round and round. 'Cause honey, you just don't.
Down on me.
You know, I knew a guy one time. He ran a record store down in Houston, Texas, when I was living down there. And he swears that Johnny Winter took Janis Joplin to their high school prom. Now, I don't believe a minute of it, but a good story is a good story. And so when we come back, in celebration of having just listened to Janis Joplin, we'll hear some Johnny Winter. Back in a moment.
So I'm told. No matter how you try, life is hard, and then you die. This old world. She's out to get you in the end. I can't count the tears I cried. Life is hard, and then you die. Yeah, it's hard.
Yep. your place in the line to the doorway. Pitch your place in the line through the door. You can find me on the other side. Thank you.
a bit from Robin Trower for you right here on Pacific Street Blues. He's often referred to as the master of the Stratocaster. And if you haven't seen him, he can really play. But he feels he's playing Motown music. I don't get the connection, but it works for him, and that's good enough for me. Now, Albert Collins goes by the moniker of the master of the Telecaster. So I don't know if they got together and colluded or what. But music there from Robin Trower. It's about 10 years old now. Playful Heart. Also, we hear from Johnny Winter from the album entitled Let Me In and a track there called Life is Hard. So every week we ask, take a picture of what you do while you're listening to Pacific Street Blues. We get some traction with that, but there's a lot more people that are kind of like, nah, I'm not doing that. And I get it, man. I want to read the paper. I want to drink coffee. We usually go for a bike ride out at Cunningham Lake. That's a nice little excursion there. But I got something totally different today. What we're doing is we have a survey going. And we're asking the listeners of Pacific Street Blues to go and take this survey. So if you want, you can email me and I'll send you the link. It's at kiwrblues@gmail.com. kiwrblues@gmail.com. Or you can go on the Facebook page or my personal page and get that link. It's like 8 questions, pretty simple stuff. But just curious to hear what you're thinking. We're coming up on our 33rd and a third year, 33 and a third. Get it? Vinyl Records. Yeah. 33 and a third. Get it? Wasn't that an album by George Harrison, by the way? Well, if it was, here's the connection. Monster Mike Welsh has a brand new record out called Nothing But Time, and he does a Harrison track, which you'll recognize from the Let It Be album. There we go. Monster Mike Welsh right here.
I'm in mine. find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
There from the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, covering the old Beatles track, Let It Be. Paul McCartney track, I would guess. I don't have them memorized. You probably do. I don't. I'm sorry. Take a brief underwriter's break, and we're going to come back with the Allman Brothers covering the Beatles in a track called Rain. We'll be back in just a moment.
When the rain comes, they run. Might as well be dead when the rain comes. When the rain comes, when the sun shines. Sunshine.
From a homegrown artist, a guy named Matt Wipke recently put out an album where he covers the Beatles' Rubber Soul album. It's a track called, or an album rather, called Gummy Soul, G-U-M-M-I, and a track there, of course, called The Word. Prior to that, the Allman Brothers doing a cover of the Beatles' song Rain, and there's an interesting kind of story in here. Back in the day, before the Allman Brothers were a band, they were still the Allman Joys at that time, Dwayne Allman was doing studio work. And one of the artists he was working with down at Muscle Shoals in Alabama was a guy named Wilson Pickett, the Wicked Stickit Pickett. And they weren't having a lot of success, and the Beatles were kind of having some success. And so this young man, Dwayne Allman, decides that he's going to arrange the song Hey Jude by the Beatles and make it available to Wilson Pickett, which he does. And it's kind of a hit. And out of that session, rumor has it, legend has it, that's when Dwayne took the money and changed the Allman Joys to the Allman Brothers. So, kind of, thank you, Beatles. Thank you, guys. So, well, we did ask you to take a survey, if you would be so kind to take a survey. We're trying to get an idea of what our listeners are doing. And so we do this every once in a while. I think it's about the third time we've done it in every 10 years, right? So we're going to be 33 years old in December, and I thought, well, we should have a little fun and see where everybody's at on this thing. And so we're trying to do that. Just, I don't know what we're going to do with it. But you can find the links on my personal Facebook page or on the Pacific Street Blues Facebook page, Or if you need me to email it to you, just drop me a line at kiwrblues@gmail.com. I'll send you the link, and you can join in and have some fun. Well, Rory Block is an acoustic, female acoustic guitar player, and she has a habit of doing like themed albums, much like we do themed shows. By the way, did you enjoy John Lee Hooker last week? I hope you did. Man, I worked hard. I worked hard on that show, but I thought it turned out really well. But on her latest record, it's Power Women of the Blues, Volume 3, and we're going to hear from that. Here we go.
They don't mean much anymore. Fine times have gone and left my sad home, and friends who once cared and just walked out my door. Love has no pride when I call. This love hurts me so, I don't care what you say. Love has no pride when I call out your name. Love has no pride when there's no one left to blame, and I give anything. I could see you again. And if I could buy your love, I'd truly try, my friend. And if I could pray, you know my prayer would never end. And if you want me to beg you, I'll fall down. Asking you to come back, I'd be pleading with you to come back, begging you to come back to me, begging you to come back to me. I could see you again.
dust swept in the corner. 2 years of junk and magazines. A picture of a sunset that you drew me, folded in a box of memories. Damn, that winter nearly killed us, cooped up every night and day. But we have this thing in common, well, you know he likes it as much as me.
Thank you.
Music there from Buddy Guy doing a cover of the old Cream track Strange Brew. We also heard the orchestral version of Eric Clapton and his song Layla, but it was done originally by Derek and the Dominoes. But they've reissued the 24 Nights CD DVD series where Clapton did 24 nights in a row in the Royal Albert Hall, and that orchestral version of Layla comes from that set. Now, what's interesting is Clapton did these 24 nights, but one night it would be the blues band, and he had a spectacular lineup, you know, Buddy Guy, Robert Cray, Jimmy Vaughn, a few other guys were on there, and then they would have the rock version, and then they would have the orchestral version. So depending on which night is the version or the iteration of Eric Clapton that you got to hear. So it's pretty cool, I think. So I've only got the blues one. But I got sent that Layla version, and I thought, oh, this is too tasty. I got to hear it. So there you heard it. Well, these next two guys, Robert Johnson and Skip James, they did songs that in the band Cream, Clapton and the guys would cover. One is by Robert Johnson, which is Crossroads Blues. You'll recognize that one right away. And then a kind of an obscure Cream track, I'm So Glad, by Skip James. And Skip James recorded the song Jane Crow or Crow Jane very, very early on. And so it's not a common song. If you don't know it, don't worry about it, but some people will. And so Skip James and Robert Johnson on Pacific Street Blues.
And I am so, yes, I am mighty glad I just don't know what. Would you be my little darling? Would you be my dear? Would you be my darling, be my dear? Then I would be mighty, then I would be mighty glad. Then I just wouldn't know what to do. When I say cuckoo, cuckoo, just like a little baby do, I would love to have a loving kiss from you. Then I would be mighty, then I would be so, until I just wouldn't know. You know I'm tired of weeping, I'm so tired of mourning, I'm so tired of groaning for you. And I am so glad, yes, I'm so glad, until I just don't know what to do.
Well, we're going to take a look at B.B. King when we come back in just a moment.
Sun goes down, you're gonna find me hanging round. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Nightlife ain't no goodbye, but it's my life.
Well, now listen to the blues they're playing. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Alright, baby, play the blues. We'll be right back.
Music there from Peter Frampton for you right here on Pacific Street Blues. Former member of the band Humble Pie, Peter Frampton. But he did an album of all blues and doing a cover of the track made famous by B.B. King. Of course, King did not write that song. Somebody else wrote it. But it was a cover for him. And what's kind of interesting is he does this song, I think it was 1967, and it kind of reinvigorates his career, kind of gets it on the up. And then the Stones grab him for the 69 tour and the 72 tour when he's touring in 69 with Ike and Tina Turner and the Stones. And then in 72 with Stevie Wonder and the Stones. And think about Stevie Wonder in the early 1970s. He had like those four albums in a row that were very powerful records. Now, some people say that's the longest streak of great albums. I'd challenge that in a heartbeat. Any day of the week, I'll take that debate on. But they were really terrific records. And so kind of taking a look at the music of B.B. King. And he was a big influence, as we'll hear in a moment, on Joe Bonamassa, which is interesting. But if you're a fan of the show, you probably know this already. But if you're just tuning in for the first time, we do have a spotlight show on B.B. King. It's 3 hours long. Now, it's not just B.B.'s music, but it's the people that influenced him, the people that he influenced, covers of his music by people like Chris Kane and Bonamassa and others, about everybody who's anybody's covered something from B.B. King. And so it's a really terrific show, and you can find it on the podcast. Just Google, in this instance, Pacific Street Blues Podcast B.B. King, and it'll pop right up. And you can pick any of our focus shows. John Lee Hooker we did last week. Eric Clapton we've done. Johnny Cash we've done. You know, John Hyatt, all those guys. So those are good. Well, let's continue on. Music here from King. You're going to love this track.
Thank you.
just how you feel. You love your little babe and you always will. But your wind is short, your pulse is weak. It won't be long before you're 6 feet deep. You got a bad case of love. You got a bad case of love. Got a bad case of love, boy. Your heart is filled with misery.
That's Joe Bonamassa from his album called Blues Deluxe, and he just announced recently that he's going to do a Volume 2. And so if you take a look at, like, well, what is Volume 1? Well, he does songs by guys like the Jeff Beck Group featuring Rod Stewart, title track, John Lee Hooker, which we heard last week, or in this instance, we just heard You Upset Me, Baby from B.B. King. And I got a great story. Back in the day when I was bringing Joe to town, I think I brought him to town five times, early in his career. And we did a blues in the schools down at South High School. And so we're in the orchestral room, and there's all these musicians there, these young high school members of the band, the brass band. And so Joe's starting to do this song, which has a pretty suggestive lyric line right off the bat. And so I'm like, okay, it'll be interesting to see how Joe gets out of this. It refers to the woman's bosom. And he just mumbles the line and keeps on going. It was classic stuff. It was so much fun. Take a brief underwriter's break, and we'll be right back with more, including new music from Duke Robillard for you, right here on Pacific Street Blues.